Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Thanks for joining us on the Financial Flight Plan podcast this week. Tim Estes is your certified financial planner, investor coach, and the person we turn to for guidance here on the podcast each week. He'll also be answering your questions on our mailbag segment. Got a couple of good ones to toss your direction. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for being here with us. This is the part of the podcast from time to time where we love answering some of your questions. If you want to submit a question to be featured on a future show, potentially, you can go to estesfinancial.net and contact us through there. Ask a question on Facebook, Twitter, or get in touch via LinkedIn. Lots of different ways you can ask a question, and maybe we'll throw it here on the podcast for all to see. Don't worry, we won't tell everybody who you are exactly, so we can keep it somewhat anonymous for you. We've got a couple of good ones today, the first of which is from John in Fort Worth. All right, so here's what John says. Well, we're retiring in 3 years, and we plan to save about $30,000 each year until then. Good goal there, John. We could max out an IRA or a Roth for both of us, though I'm not sure which one would be better at this point. But even if I knew that answer, it still leaves us with another $17,000 that I'd need to invest somewhere else. What accounts should we be using for all this money we plan to save?
Excellent question, John. I appreciate you writing in. I would look at the Roth first, and here's why. When you retire, if you have a pension, that's going to be taxable. When you take money out of a regular IRA, that's going to be taxable. If you have so much income that you're above the limits, guess what? Social Security, up to 85%, could be taxable. You see where I'm going with this, John? We're looking at a lot of taxable income. And if you can lower your taxes by having a Roth IRA, then that's where I would start out. So for you and your spouse, I would recommend that you fully fund your Roth IRAs first. Now, you also asked, what would you do with the other money? I would try and find an investment, and we could certainly help you with that if you want, but I would try and find an investment that has good growth potential, but also has very low capital gains or interest income to it. So you're looking basically for the growth. You want the money to grow so that when you do retire, then you can tap it and use it for supplementing your income besides Social Security and any pensions that you might have. So those are a couple of recommendations that are thoughts that I would put out to you. For anything really specific, you need to call us at the office and come in. We'll talk about it there. But, you know, the Roth IRA would be the first thing that I would look at. And then some very tax-efficient type accounts for the rest of the money.
It's a really good question, John. Thanks for submitting that one to us. All right, Tim, I've got another good one here for you from Susan in Saginaw. Susan says, I don't like my 401k investment options. Oh, good. We're going from IRAs to 401ks here. Don't like my 401k investment options, but my company says I'm not eligible to roll the money to an outside account. I know people who have moved their 401k in the past. So tell me how this works.
Well, Susan, unless you're over 59 and a half or willing to leave the company, unfortunately, I think you may be stuck with the 401k that you have, and unfortunately may be stuck with the 401k investment options that you have. What you're talking about with people moving their 401k, if you are over 59 and a half, a lot of plans allow you to do what's called an in-service transfer. And so you can transfer from a 401k or a 403b and transfer it to an IRA. So then you could control the IRA, a self-directed IRA, or use someone like us to help you. And then you have a whole world of investments that you can invest your money in. But unless you're over 59 and a half and the 401k allows for distributions like that or transfers like that, in-service transfers, you're basically stuck with where you are. So I would talk to your HR people if you're over 59 and a half and see if you are eligible or if you're allowed to do an in-service transfer from your 401k. And just because your investments are bad doesn't mean that you can't still make the best of it. If you'd like help, we offer a service where we will help you with your 401k investments to help you build a prudent portfolio inside your 401k. All you have to do is give us a call here at the office and we'll give you some ideas and some recommendations on how to manage your 401k.
And again, that number to call is 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. And that'll put you in touch with Tim Estes, Bree Reyes, and the team at Estes Financial Services. And you can also ask your questions to be featured on a future show by going to estesfinancial.net. Well, one more question for you here. This one's from Tom in Arlington, and we're talking about risk in a portfolio. I feel like I need to reduce the risk in my portfolio, Tom says, but I don't know where to turn. I've looked at bonds, I've looked at annuities, and I've looked at just moving it all to cash, but all those options have drawbacks that I don't like. What am I supposed to do?
Tom, that's a great question. Think about it this way. Anytime you go to the doctor, he prescribes medicine to you. There's always a little side effect. So no matter what you do, whether it's taking medicine or investing, there are side effects. And you just have to determine, is the remedy more important or better for me than what I'm having to deal with the side effect or with the original condition? So using the doctor analogy a little further, do you want to remain sick or are you willing to take your medicine and take some of the side effects to do what you need to do? You know, I know you've looked at bonds and you've looked at annuities and moving to cash. Don't think of everything as an absolute. Think of maybe reducing your risk in your portfolio a little bit. Maybe look a little bit at some bonds. Maybe an annuity might be good for a portion of your money. And you always need to have cash, so maybe a portion of your money is in cash. So what I find most people do is they tend to think either all or none. Don't think that way. Try and look at it as maybe I do a percentage here, a little bit there, and you can reduce your risk that way. If you need help with it, we're more than willing to talk with you and help you do a prudent plan for reducing your risk so that your money lasts as long as you do in retirement.
These are all helpful questions on the program today. And again, if you need help with your particular situation, you want to get customized guidance, and Tim Estes and the team can help do that for you. They are certified financial planners, investor coaches, and they can help lead you down the right path. 817-444-8402 is your number to call. Again, that's 817-444-8402 or online at estesfinancial.net. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. You can subscribe to the podcast by going to iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. And thanks so much for tuning into today's show. This has been another great edition of the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. For Tim Estes, I'm Walter Storholt. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.